When the Endangered Species Act was passed in 1973, the first official endangered species list included two warblers of the United States. In 2024, no U.S. warblers are listed as endangered, in one case for a very happy reason, in the other a tragic one. Both Bachman's and Kirtland's warblers were already quite rare when Europeans arrived in America. Now one has disappeared entirely while the other is thriving. Both Bachman's and Kirtland's warblers were named for men with the title doctor, one a minister, one a physician. Dr. John Bachman, the minister, collected and skinned the first known specimens of the warbler named for him in 1832 near his home in Charleston, South Carolina, and sent them to his close friend Audubon, whose two sons married Bachman's daughters. Audubon based his painting on the specimen. He never saw a living Bachman's warbler. The breeding range of Bachman's warbler apparently extended throughout the Southeast, primarily in the southern Atlantic coastal plain and the Gulf Coast states north along the Mississippi watershed to Kentucky, and it wintered mostly in Cuba. But Bachman's warbler was difficult to see and hear, so most of what we have to go on were the brief notes about location and occasionally habitat accompanying specimens shot by collectors. There are many uncertainties, but Bachman's warbler seemed to have nested in bottomland swamps with pools of still water. It may or may not have been a cane specialist and may or may not have been a colonial breeder. Even after the species was named and painted by Audubon, it remained in relative obscurity until selective logging in the 1880s briefly made it more common. Most of the information about breeding birds was recorded between the 1880s and 1910s when clear cutting became the method of choice for logging in its range. Then the species became extremely scarce. The last definite winter record of Bachman's warbler was made in 1940, and the last specimens were collected on islands off Mississippi in 1940 and 1941. The species was removed from the endangered species list in October 2023 because it was officially declared extinct. The first specimen of Kirtland's warbler was shot at sea somewhere between the Abaco Islands of the Bahamas and Cuba in mid-October 1841 by Samuel Cabot III. It was kept in a private collection not recognized as a new species until it was too late to become the type specimen, finally making it to the Smithsonian Institution in the 1860s, while meanwhile, in May 1851, one was collected on Dr. Jared P. Kirtland's property near Cleveland, where Dr. Kirtland was a noted physician. This specimen was sent to Spencer Fullerton Baird, curator of the Smithsonian, who named it for Kirtland. Audubon never painted Kirtland's warbler. Indeed, he never knew it existed. He died in January 1851, a few months before that first Ohio bird met its untimely end. No one knew where Kirtland's warbler nested until the first nest was found and collected in Osceola County, Michigan in 1903. Not a single nest was found further than 60 miles from that site until 1996. Half a century ago, when I started birding, Kirtland's warbler's breeding range was still restricted to a few counties in the northern part of Michigan's Lower Peninsula. In 1974, an extensive census found only 167 singing males on the entire range, making it among the rarest species on the planet. I lived in Michigan in the mid-1970s when Kirtland's warbler was named Michigan's bicentennial bird. Conservation agencies and organizations were working tirelessly to build the population up to 200 singing males by 1976, the nation's bicentennial, and the year I saw my lifer. They succeeded, but even with protection and habitat enhancement, the species still had its ups and downs for a while. In 1987, over a decade after that lowest number, the population was again down to just 167 singing males. Researchers set a benchmark of 1,000 singing males as their goal. Thanks to the protections, habitat management, and control of cowbirds, all provided thanks to the Endangered Species Act, Kirtland's warbler is now thriving. It can be found in a much broader swath of the Lower Peninsula and also in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin and Ontario. That magic number of 1,000 singing males has been exceeded every year since 2000, and the 2021 census set the current number at 2,245 breeding pairs. I don't know if Kirtland's warbler will live happily ever after, but it was taken off the endangered species list in 2019, giving its story right now a much happier ending than that of Bachman's warbler. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.